Aleichu, Chelik Aleph, Reish Ein Zain, the third chapter. Derech Ben Ha'Aliyah, the path that is taken by the Ben Aliyah, is expressed in Midrash as follows: Nisalahu Ish Beveisoi, he first grew in his own home. Nisalah Bechatziroi, in his court, and Nisalah Beiroi, within his city. Nisalah Becholi Soil, throughout the people. It all came from within himself. We quoted the statement a number of times, speaking about Elkanah, the father of the prophet Shemuel. And the author explains, Kol chugbuhu nimtza, every circle in which he found himself, matil alav avodah, imposes upon him a new avodah, as we've been describing over the past few chapters. V'oyse avodah so bishleimus, and he then expands and adapts to the new avoidah with perfection, al kedei sabus, and grows through it. Vis alus zoy mevi'ah yisrael reshevi avoidah mitzad chug yisrael. This growth by itself now brings him to see greater obligations of avoidah pertaining to a greater circle, a wider circle. V'umashlim gam avoidah chadasha zoy, and then perfects that avoidah ad kedei salus al yadah, to the point where he grows again, he expands and becomes greater through it, to the point, the maximum, where the person becomes totally ish haklal, who is really like the whole of Klal Yisrael, as I said about Moshe Rabbeinu, perhaps others. But it's not from the outside. It comes from within. Such an avoidah, at every stage, encompasses many things. אבל חלק גדול ממנה מסיחס אל אנשי ביסוי, אנשי חצרו ואנשי עירוי. A large part of it, at the very least, relates to his own home, אנשי חצרו, his courtyard, meaning his neighborhood and his city. בן עלייה נסעלה על ידי שהוא נעשה באחריות עבור אנשי סביב עשוי. בן עלייה grows by shouldering greater and greater responsibility for a great environment. Ilazois, therefore, Natsigana Lumas Mama Chazal Hanal, in contrast to the statement of Chazal above, Es Alachazes. Let's mention this Alacha, which derives from Shabbos Daf Mendalet Daf Mehei. Kol mi she'efshar limchois le'anshei ve'isei ve'lo micha. A person who could have protested or rebuked his household and didn't, nitpas al anshei ve'isei. And Rashi explains that last phrase, Ne'enash al aveirois she'ibetan. He's responsible, he's accountable for their aveirois. If he has the ability to protest against his city, then again he's held responsible for those averos which are done by them. Bechol ha'olam kuloi, if he has the power to influence very large segments, nitpas al kol olam kuloi. Omar Rav Papa, just to clarify that, v'hanei devereish galusa, the members of the house of Beis Galusa, nitpasu al kulei alma. So they are an example for somebody who holds responsibility and is accountable for just about the whole nation. Rashi, Bechol Olam Kuloi, Bechol Yisrael, meaning throughout the Jewish people, Gion Melech Venasi, the king, the Nasi, the Reish Galusa, Sheef Shalom Limchos, he was in a position to protest. Sheereim Minefanav, because he has power, people fear him, Umechemin Dvarav, and they would fulfill his words had he bothered to do so. Yesoid Din Mecha'a, Einoi Bemitzvah Sechech Techech Samisecha. Interesting. The foundation of mecha'ah, this obligation to protest when something is incorrect, is not in the mitzvah of teichacha, ele bedin kol yisrael arivin ze boze. Rather, it's rooted in the idea of kol yisrael arivin ze boze. When this Gemara in Shabbos says biyadoi imchois, he has the ability to be moiche, ze talui b'chashivus adam, it of course depends on the person's importance. The more important, more distinguished the person is, he has greater responsibility vis-a-vis those who hold him to be responsible, to be important. And he has to use this influence. He has this power, he has this influence, he must use it to prevent them from transgressing. Rashi quotes Rashi in Sanhedrin, Yadecha lui aseres adam chashuv hayisa leshaul. You were important, therefore you should have protested. Ein his alus le'adam b'ino le'ben atzmoi, she'ein ba'alias chashivuso b'ne acherim. As a person himself grows, then his importance grows in the eyes of others. וככל אשר תרבה חשיבות, the more he becomes important, ככל אשר יגדל חוג הסר משמעתו, the more his circle expands, הרי הוא אחראי למעשה. He becomes accountable for other people's deeds. המויחה אינו חייב להסביר. Interesting. The one who protests doesn't always have to explain. השפעסוי תלויה בחשיבותו. Again, his influence depends on his importance. אשר בגללה מחעסוי תסקבל. His protest is going to be accepted just for who he is, without necessarily expanding, explaining. In contrast, ha-teichacha i-berur ha-devarim. Teichacha always means clarification. Yeah, Hechachta, the author says in the footnote, when Eliezer davens to find a wife for Yitzchak, and he designates a particular test, the same root as Techacha, which means to clarify, you will have designated this particular girl as an appropriate wife for Yitzchak. So that very different. The Mecha'a depends on a person's importance, just his position, his prestige, who he is. Techacha requires clarification. And therefore the influence of Techacha, Teluya Bechacha Shechnua. It depends on the power of persuasion shel techen advarim, of the content of the matter, on the argument. Yeseida shel mitzvah teichacha yahava. The foundation of teichacha is love. Lo yisisna asachicha bilvovecha. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Hoyecheach tochech zemisicha. Rather, rebuke him. Umaniflim devre hazor bevu mitzvah zeh. How wondrous the words of the Zohar in explaining this mitzvah. Pekuida da this mitzvah leichacha. To rebuke lahu de chate, to rebuke anyone who sins, the mechzeiloi, to show him, to demonstrate him, rechimu sage de rachim le, the great love that he has for him, begin the lois anishi, so that he does not get punished. Deha bekut shabrichu ksim, ki es ashe yohav Hashem yochiach, lohan HaKadosh Baruch, the posuk says, Hashem rebukes, his moichiach, those whom he loves. Vechama dekut shabrichu avid, veoichach leman de rachim le, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rebukes those he loves. Hachi yodif barnash no urcha. People should learn from that way. And rebuke the fellows. So again, harei mecha'a. Mecha'a, this protest, is gilui das tekifa shel atamid chacham shubal be'amav. That's just a firm opposition, a firm revelation of the opinion of the atamid chacham who is bal be'amav, as the Pasuk puts it in a more asher chashivusoy mevuseser al misra ve'emda oy al gadlusa pnimis levad. The importance of the Talmid Chacham, which is what's going to carry this mecha'a, is based on his position or his own internal greatness, without necessarily explaining it. Mishtam in milei ketzurba me'rabanan, as Gemara puts it there in Shabbos, his words will be heard. Shazel siman hekir l'tamid chacham amiti shedvarav nishmaim. We said this before. A person who's a true ishamaim, so his words are heard. It's also in brachos davav. That's mecha'a. V'mecha'a nivas me'achrayusoy avuchur makirav. And once again, protest stems from a person's responsibility, his accountability for his circle. In contrast, teichacha berur na'im u'meshachne'a. It's a clarification, a pleasant and persuasive clarification that stems from the love that Talmid Chacham feels for other Jews. So it's two separate concepts. Tekifus v'shichnu, on the one hand, firmness, on the other hand, persuasion. Achayus v'ava, on the one hand, responsibility, accountability, on the other hand, love. Hein, hein ha-yesodois, l'hashpas Talmid Chacham b'sech ha-klal. These are the foundations for the influence of the Talmid Chacham within the clan. Mador miyuchad kuvel atzmo yachas atamid chacham el purkei oilo teira umitzvois. A separate discussion about the relationship of the Talmid Chacham to those who are not observant. Biyaseinu ne'emanim lekav aliyah metoar b'chibur zeh. Being faithful to the path of growth which is described in this entire sefer. Aleinu levarer b'ikar, we want to clarify especially מהו יחסי הפנימי של התלמיד חכם אל האפיקורסוס? What is the inner relationship that the Talmid Chacham has towards Apikorsus? The roots of the matter. הנה רבינו יונה על הריף, ברכויס, בהדה קורא הלל בכל יום. The Gemara there says that a person who recites הלל בכל יום, הלל הגדול, הרי זה מחריף ומגדיף. So it's very much an undesirable thing. מבאר טעם הדבר בשם הירושלמי. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, משום דכסיל בי עצביהם כסף וזהב. That's one of the psukim we have in Hallel, that the idols are made of gold and silver. וכשומע עושה בכל יום, if a person would repeat this daily, נראה כמסכוון לחרף ולגדף כלפי מעלה. It subtly appears as if he is protesting against Shamayim. ולומר שאין יכול לבטלן מן העולם. It's like an implied rebuke that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot eliminate these things from the world. הדברים מפליאים בבהירוסם והמקוסם בחקר חוסן נפש. There's a wondrous insight here into a person's psychology. המבטל כל יום הסלים. If a person finds it necessary to daily denigrate and undermine and eliminate these elilim, סימן הוא כי בעומק נפשו מייחס להם כוח יסר. It's possibly an indication that deep within his soul, he actually ascribes a certain power to them. הוא מאמין שאין הקדוש ברוך יכול לבטל או יישם מן העולם. And he has some conviction here that הקדוש ברוך doesn't have the power to really eliminate these things. אילו הישה העבודה זרה באמס בטלום ותלס בעיניו. Had it been that העבודה זרה is truly null and void in his eyes, לא היה מבטל או יישה יום יום. He would not bother to do this daily. הננו זוכים מספנס קסם שבנפש. Early in the Sefer, we spoke about this magic lantern. המקרינס המסרחש בפנים הנפש על נושאים בחוץ. We said that it's a phenomenon, a psychological phenomenon that projects outwardly what really is hidden within the person himself. איש זה מסתיר חלישות אמונתו בשם בכך. So this person hides his own weaknesses, his own weak emunah, by this, שמבטל יום יום יש אלילים, by daily emphasizing how עבודה זרה is null and void in his eyes. That's one phenomenon here. האפיקורסוס והמינוס מופרכס ומבוטלס בעיניו ובליבו של תלמיד חכם אמיתי. Real heresy is null and void in the eyes of a true תלמיד חכם. גם במעמקי ליבו, even deep in his heart, אינו מעריך ואין יורס המינוס וזכיחה. He doesn't admire and doesn't fear, certainly, all forms of apostasy and its powers. And therefore, he doesn't need to constantly harp on this. אבל אין זה אומר שהוא אדיש כלפיו. Of course, it doesn't mean that he is indifferent towards it. תלמיד החכם אמיתי בוחן לבו תמיד. He examines his heart constantly, לבל יסתנה לשכו איזה אבק מינוס, so that they shouldn't infiltrate into his heart some dust of apostasy. ועל דרך זוי צריך להבין מאמר רבי אליעזר. This is the way in which to understand the statement of the Tanya in Pirkei Avos, ודע מה שתשיב לאפיקורוס. שתהיה חזק בידיעתך, as the Avot says, firm in your knowledge. אפילו כל רוחות שבעולם באו ונושבות בך, so that even if all winds come and blow, לא יזיזו אותך ממקומך, they wouldn't be able to budge you. ולא אמר דע להשיב. The Tanya doesn't say no to respond. Just דע מה שתשיב. כי אין ראוי להתווכח עמו. More often than not, it's a fruitless exercise to argue with Apikorus. אלא שתדע אתה לעצמך, you must know for yourself, for your own sake, שיהיה לבך חזק באמונתך, so that you are firm in your אמונה. The author says, על יהיה זה דבר קל גם בעיני תמיד חכם גדול. This should not be taken as something trivial, even in the eyes of a great תמיד חכם. לעמוד על המשמר, to preserve his God, yeah, to stand on God, בפני שיבושי הדעות המשחקים תמיד, in face of these distortions, which are constantly rearing their heads. לפעמים באחדות תורה שבכתב ותורה שבעל פה, something maybe about the doubts about the unity of תורה שבכתב ותורה שבעל פה. ולפעמים בנסחיות ההלכה, and sometimes doubts about the permanence of הלכה. And these are common examples about how הלכה has to change, certain things about women or agunois, or certain things to do about divorce. These things that pop up all the time. לפעמים באמונס חזל, a challenge regarding חזל, ולפעמים ברוח אחרי גדולי הדויר, whether it is the doubts about גדולי הדויר and their limitations and whatever it may be. לפעמים בקריאס תגע על גזירס עליון, sometimes just a challenge against a גזירה. ולפעמים בהתמוטטות לפני זרוע רשע, some calamitous failure in front of רשעים. Whatever it is, these things pop up all the time. And this is not a small matter for the Talmid Chacham to maintain the purity of his hashkafah. Kach yidrako shel ha-Talmid Chacham ha-Bari b'nafsho be'avodasei. The path of a Talmid Chacham who is healthy in his nefesh, in his avodah. Koyach haminus be'emes batel u'mufrach b'enav. Really, heresy is null and void in his eyes. Ve'lechen enu mafriz al amida b'ginuyah u'vitula. He doesn't exaggerate in denigrating it and in undermining it. He's not spending all his time and constantly revisiting the point. Umeidach, on the other hand, there's a balance here, as always, hu nizhar me'avak minus. He's very careful of these traces of heresy. Just like a person who's careful when he's in a situation where there's some contagious disease. Because the world is full of heresy, saturated with it. So he has to be careful. Rak talmid chacham bari ze yachol limtzo gisha bri'a rechokim mitorah v'emunah. Now we come to the beginning. Remember, we said that we're speaking about the relationship of a talmid chacham to those who are not observant. So such a healthy talmid chacham can find a healthy approach el rechokim mitorah v'emunah to those who are very far from Torah and Emunah. He's able to brush aside kfira without waving fundamentals, without flattery, and find a path to bring people who are lost closer, those who are victims, we would say, of their environment, who know nothing about what Torah is. One needs to first be solid oneself in order to be able to do this effectively. Let's stop over here. Adkan.